Good morning, my love.
That sure was a close one, wasn't it?
You thought you were so clever to swallow all that yucky stuff, so I'd have to take you to the hospital.
Well, look, we're here.
You got exactly what you wanted. You made a nice, big, grand show of things, didn't you? Do I not give you enough attention, baby? Are all the hours I spend doting on you, loving you, fucking you, doing everything I can to make sure you're comfortable, do they just mean nothing to you?
Say one fucking word, and I'll kill the doctor and break every bone in your fucking body.
Yeah, it looks like he's finally awake. My baby's such a fighter. So strong. I think he's probably ready to go home now. Don't you? All right, but... Okay, yeah, okay. That's fine. Dr. Cyrus, was it? Is it possible for me to stay overnight with him? I just can't imagine leaving him alone in this state. I noticed you had some collapsible cots in the hallway. Is that for spouses? Perfect. I'm so glad. Thank you so much. I'll make sure to keep a very close eye on him. Gotta make sure he doesn't drink anything he's not supposed to again. They make those cleaners look so colorful, don't they? Easy to mistake them for juice. Honestly, my fault for storing them right next to each other in the basement. Of course, doctor. Good night. And thanks again. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Get some rest. Bye. Look at what you make me have to fucking do. Do you know how much I fucking hate lying? You are the reason we're here right now. You are the reason our relationship is at risk right now. Our entire lives are at risk. Fuck. It makes me so fucking mad. It makes me really want to hurt you. So fucking badly. It makes me want to take you home and give you a real reason to put you back in this fucking hospital bed. But I wouldn't do that. I never would hurt you. I only take care of you, my darling boy. I've taken care of you since our first date. Do you remember? I helped you pick a meal, helped when the waiter brought you your sandwich and it had pickles. Do you remember how I got them to remake it for you? You thought you deserved less. You always have thought you deserved less. Is that why you tried to escape, baby? Is that why you forced me to take you to the hospital? Do you not think you're worthy of a perfect love like ours? Are you depressed again? I remember how sad you were the first few months you were locked in your cage, but you needed it, baby. You need to learn to appreciate the life you have. You're so handsome, so talented, sweet, so perfect. It's why I had to make you mine. But you didn't want it at first. You ignored my texts, my calls, the times I came to your work. Oh, the look on your face when I made that big scene. Your coworkers felt so bad when I claimed I was pregnant with your baby. Sorry. Forgot. We're not alone. Although, you're never really alone, are you, baby? You're always with me. Even when you use the bathroom. Not far, am I? That's the thing. You are never, ever, 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 ever getting rid of me. If you want to see me as a curse or disease, that's fine. I can be that. But you know the thing about something chronic, like a curse or disease? You can never get rid of it. Only learn how to manage it better. So, you'll learn. I'll make sure of it. If you want to be stubborn, that's fine too. I can stop being nice to you. I can treat you like the piece of shit you think you are. Would that make you feel better? You fucking stupid, pathetic piece of shit. Is that how you want me to talk to you? Degrade you? Call you fucking worthless? Call you a fucking moron? Or what? Do you want me to hurt you? Hit you? Rape you? Stop giving you choices? Is that what you want? Oh my god. You're fucking insane. Did that really just turn you on? Are you serious right now? Jesus fucking Christ. Look at you. You're throbbing. Aw, baby. You're leaking through your gown. Look at all that pre-cum. And it's only been a few seconds. You sure you didn't just fucking come? Aw, you're whimpering. Does it hurt? Does me calling you a fucking ungrateful, stupid piece of shit? Oh my fucking god. You're doing it again. You actually just spurted pre-cum as I was talking. You really do get off on being degraded. Is that how I'm gonna start getting a little more enthusiasm from you? Is it? Oh, you stupid fucking dog. Oh. Oh, was that a little moan I heard? All right. Let's test something then. I think it's time to help you relax a bit. How does that sound, you stupid fucking puppy? Oh, wow. You're already whimpering and I barely touched you. You're like a bitch in heat. Aren't you? Yeah? Does that feel good? Does your stupid fucking brain not know what to do right now because your body is feeling so good? Wow. That easy? Have I really wasted all these months trying to dote on and be sweet to you, and all it took was treating you like the worthless piece of shit that you are to make you be good for me? I think I'm done. Maybe this isn't good for you after all. I should go back to being sweet to you. How about I just go lay down on the cot and give you your space? Oh, what was that?
I can't hear you through those pathetic stutters and whimpers.
You want me to finish you off?
Why? I thought you didn't want this.
You drank all those nasty chemicals to get away from me.
So?
Why are you now suddenly so desperate for me?
You know, if I wasn't mistaken,
I think you wanted me back.
Is that it?
You want me?
Okay. Fine.
Beg.
Okay. Fine.
I'll leave then. You can stay here and continue to heal and be a sweet, happy boy forever. And I will never show any unkindness to you again. I will simply disappear from your life. Forever. Is that what you want?
I didn't think so, you stupid fucking puppy.
I'm sorry. I forgot we're in public.
But how did that feel?
Let's check.
Wow, you're even harder.
How the fuck?
Oh my god, you really do love this shit, don't you?
You almost came.
Wow. Fuck.
What am I gonna do with you?
Okay.
I'm gonna fuck you. Stay still.
Is the stupid fucking pervert ready to get used like a dildo by his mistress?
Look at just how wet I am from hurting you.
Fuck. I love being sweet to you, but God, being mean to you just really made me soak through my panties. I mean, just look, it's already trailing down my leg at this point. Glad nobody's here, otherwise it'd be really embarrassing to explain what was leaking down my skirt. Here, let's just move these panties to the side and... fuck. Fuck. Yeah. You're... so close to my pussy, aren't you? Do you feel that? My lips just brushing up and down your head. You're ready to burst, fuck. Stupid bitch in heat. You want me to breed? You want to breed me, don't you?
fuck. You want me to force you to fill my fucking womb and be my good, stupid little breeding slut? Because that's all you are. That's all you're good for, isn't it? Being my stupid little fuck toy. My slave. My stupid horny puppy. Yeah. That's it? I tried to treat you like a person. But that didn't fucking work. So, I'm gonna treat you like the disgusting pervert that you are. Fuck. Are you ready?
You ready to breed me yet, puppy? Then beg. I want to hear you beg one more time. Tell me out loud. Repeat after me or you don't get to come. Understand? Good. I need you, mistress, to own and abuse me because I am a stupid, worthless puppy who needs to be degraded and controlled in order to be happy. And I love you. I said, and I love you. Good boy. Shh, remember. We have to be quiet. There we go. Was that so hard? Now guess who gets to come inside me? Yeah, the stupid fucking puppy who doesn't like to be treated nicely. That's right. That's you, isn't it? Who's my stupid fucking worthless puppy? Good. Fucking boy. Fuck. This feels so good. Good. Fuck. You're so fucking hard right now. Fuck. Fuck, it almost hurts a little. Fuck. I love you, though. I love it, though. Fucking love it. I fucking love it so much. I fucking love you. I love you so much. You're my perfect, stupid, perverted puppy. Please. Please. Don't ever leave me. Fuck, I need you. I need my stupid puppy. I need puppy. I'm gonna come. Fuck. I wanna come. Hey, remember, you can't be too loud. Fuck. Fuck, I wanna come. And I want you to come with me. Are you smart enough to learn a new trick? Good. I'm gonna count down. Can you... Oh, fuck. Can you come with me, puppy? Please? Oh, fuck. Mm-mm. No. Oh, fuck. Not yet. Gotta wait it out a little bit. Oh, fuck. Ay, qué bonito. Ay. Ay. Mi cachorrito. Patético. Ay, ¿y esa cara? Ay, ya sé que te encanta cuando te hablo así. Cuando no puedes entender lo que te estoy diciendo. Cuando finges no saber todo lo que te digo. Porque te gusta. Te gusta actuar como el que no sabes nada. Qué estúpido. Si te gusta tanto que te trate mal, que abuse de ti, que nomás te use como un juguete, lo voy a hacer. Te lo prometo. ¿Te gusta nomás ser un juguete? ¿Te gusta que te traten mal? ¿Que te cachetee, que te pegue? Lo puedo hacer. Lo puedo hacer. Te puedo tratar exactamente como tú quieres. Ay, de todos modos, es más divertido para mí. Close. Fuck. Fuck. Ready to learn your new trick? All right, I'm gonna start counting down, and you're gonna come with me. Fuck. Are you ready to come with me, puppy? Oh, fuck. Yes. Good boy. Good puppy. Oh, fuck. That's my good fucking boy. Fuck. I'm so fucking close, okay? 10. 9. 7 6 fuck I can't fuck I can't hold it. Please come. Stop holding it. Fucking. Come. Come for me. Fuck. Please. Fuck. Come for me. Fuck. Show me you're not completely fucking useless. Fuck. Come. Fucking come. Me. Coming. Coming.
Oh, that was so fucking good. Holy fucking shit. Good boy. You're so fucking perfect. Oh, you're so perfect. Oh, I fucking love you. I love you. Even if you are a worthless fucking stupid perverted puppy, you're still mine. And I'm gonna take such good care of you. Even if that means torturing, degrading, and beating you until you learn how to accept the real love I wanna give you. You're still mine. And I'm gonna take such good care of you. At the very least, it's gonna be very fun until you learn to do so. Now, let's get the fuck out of here. You have a cage to get back to, and I can't wait to punish you.
Hi, this is Liosa. So, I want to give a huge, huge, huge thank you to the amazing, wonderful, beautiful, brilliant little man's Mr. Billy Yandere Cyrus for making such a fun script for me to fill. This was on my list of to-dos for a hot minute, but new year and first audio. So, yay! Also, I've just been on a mean FDOM / like darker audios kick lately. So I hope you guys are enjoying it as much as I am. Cause I don't know, I think it's a little bit fun to be mean, sadistic, etc. sometimes. So, as always, just please let me know, what you think. And again, another huge thank you to Mr. Billy Yandere Cyrus. If there's any more scripts from him that you'd like me to fill, please, please let me know. Because I've got at least two other scripts of his on my to-do list. The next audio will be light. It will be gentle FDOM-ish leaning. So don't worry, I'm nicer. Content, nicer FDOM content to come. But I hope you guys have been enjoying like the darker stuff, because I like it. I think it's kind of fun, and you know, consenting adults, I don't know, consenting adults reviewing, is that the right word? I don't think it's the right word. Exploring, that's it. Exploring little fantasies in a safe way. So, yeah. Bye.